ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an encore presentation of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez today. My guests will include the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. That's right. Larry Holmes, the Eastern Assassin, will be here, as will Ray Boom Boom Mancini on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241. 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked down. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Mighty Tower of Power with Huey Lewis and News, the Strokeland Superband.
We are awaiting Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Of course, he's former world lightweight champion. Last television idol of the, I would have to say that of the network television era. I mean, think about it. I mean, there was Jorge Paez after him. He was basically the last television star made from network television. But that was in the early 90s. And, you know, he was a Mexican. And Ray was the last American. I mean, there was Bobby Chez and guys like that before him. There were all kinds of guys that definitely were in the mix. But nobody really brought it like Ray Boom Boom Mancini. I mean, he brought it, come be it the title fight, be it title defenses, be it publicly. I mean, he has been a class act in and out of the ring, and you've never seen any bad police reports, anything like that, emanating from Ray Mancini's house. So, Ray, and we got Ray on the line. Let's go to L.A., the City of Angels, and bring in the former lightweight champion of the world, Mr. Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Ray, how are you?
I'm fine, Pedro. Hey, and I got to apologize. I know you guys worked hard. This has been like a real ordeal trying to get on the phone with you guys.
All right, don't worry. Not a big thing. Listen, I understand you've got a hectic schedule. Now, you're no longer living in Youngstown. You've been in L.A. for a while. You still doing the movie thing?
Oh, yeah, still producing films. And we're in the mix dealing with the studios. So it's good. It's good.
What's the difference between the cutthroat world of producing movies in Hollywood and boxing? Is there much difference except for the blood?
Well, here's the difference. You know, Dustin Hoffman once said to me, he said, in your business, you get knocked on your ass, you know it. In this business, you can be knocked on your ass for months and never know it. And that's the thing. In the ring, you go in, you control your destiny. You win, you lose, you lose. In this business, you control very little. Other than your work, but you control very little. Other people pulling the strings, and it's very frustrating, very hard at times. But the same thing it took to be a good fighter, it takes to be, whether a good actor or to be a good producer, and that's tenacity, discipline and focus. So hopefully we got that over a lot of people.
All right. Are you surprised that you were the last real, and I just mentioned that, you were the last matinee idol for network television as far as an American boxer is concerned? There's been nobody since you. There's been no network TV. I talked about Paez getting a few fights in the 90s, but he was a Mexican attraction. He was an American born and raised. But you were the last television idol. That sort of gives you a significant part in American history.
Well, I appreciate that, Pedro. I don't think about it a whole lot. I mean, if in case that's true, then I'm very honored. I'm very flattered. Look, I tell people all the time, I came at the right time. I mean, no bones about it. It could have been my father. If my father would have been in this time, it would have been him instead of me. It could be a lot of guys. The point is, I came at the right time. Early 80s, the networks were getting involved with the boxing game, especially CBS. And more than anything, this is the key. People don't realize CBS wanted to showcase the lightweights. Oh, man, I hit the juggernaut. You know what I mean? Yep. It could have been any other division, but it wanted to showcase the lightweights. So the point is, a lot of things fell into place. And, of course, then they had a tournament. And, I was part of that, part of one of them guys in that tournament. And it just worked out. I tell people a lot. And another reason why I think I had good ratings and things is because my style was fan-friendly.
You brought
that's
it.
People don't understand. And you understand, Pedro.
Yep.
A lot of people understand why certain guys are not what they call pay-per-view fighters. There's very few pay-per-view fighters. There's very few guys that I pay to see, outside of network television. And the reason why, what constitutes a pay-per-view fighter? Well, first of all, you got to be a winning fighter. And second of all, you got to have a fan-friendly style. And that's what people don't understand. So I think that's why there's a lot of good fighters now, but very few, I think... Without network television back involved in the game, it's going to be very difficult to have boxing have the same prominence it did in the early 80s.
Folks,
I don't know. I'm a fight fan, and I can't tell you half the fighters now.
You folks in Atlanta, GA, listening on 3WE, this is Ray Boom Boom Mancini, the former lightweight champion of the world. We have toll-free phone lines open coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, Ray, you know that Manny Pacquiao got planted face first in the canvas last week by his arch nemesis Juan Manuel Marquez. I thought it was sort of a fitting ending if this fight series were to end at this point in time because of the fact that that I thought Marquez got shorted definitely last year and maybe in the third fight as well. But the bottom line was, you know, he didn't let it go to the judges. He took care of business. My question for you is, I tried to move up 8 pounds. I couldn't do it. You tried to move up 5 pounds. You had problems moving up in weight. How does Manny Pacquiao go from 107 pounds to 147 pounds and be rock hard, all full of muscle?
Well, first of all, you know, Pedro, people make more of it than it is. First of all, it's caloric intake and it's a couple glasses of water. I mean, people say, oh, if you're fighting 140, you know, I walked around 143, 42, but you trained down to 135. But, you know, the last year and a half of my career, I couldn't make weight. Why? Not because I was, you know, doing anything wrong. And my body was growing. I was a young man. My body was growing. Mm-hmm. So I'd get off the scale. I weigh out, and I'd have to say 134 pounds. I drink a glass of water. I get back, I was 136. Oh, how's that happen? Just your body absorbs it. That's all it is, man. People make it more. Now, if you went from 140 to 160, then I'd question it.
Okay.
140 to 147 is a couple glasses of water. And first of all, Marquez weighed, Manny weighed a 47. Marquez weighed a 43. So, man, it's a caloric intake, too. So now they got nutritious. Now, at that time, people used to say to me, did you have a nutritionist? I said, yeah. They said, did you have a masseur? I said, yeah. And they said, did you have a conditioning coach? I said, yeah. The problem, I said, the thing is, it was all the same guy. One guy, Robert Griffin. So that's what a trainer is supposed to be. You're supposed to be your trainer, physical, your boxing trainer, your conditionist, your nutritionist. It's supposed to be everything for you, which Griff was. Murphy Griffin gave me my massages. We ate together. He helped me with my food, everything. So the point I'm trying to make is, that's all it is. It's caloric intake. You know, if you're trying to make weight a little bit, you know, if I'm trying to make weight, I lay off the liquids, things like that. That's why it baffles me when enough guys fight for, like, lightweight. Move to lightweight to 140. That's really like 140. That's a glass of water. That's all it is. Yeah. And people make it like, oh, this guy must be doing something. Stop, man.
Oh, Ray, he turned pro at 107 pounds. He went to 147 pounds, and he stayed rock hard. I mean, Roberto Duran went from 35 to 47. He stayed hard, but after 47, he was soft.
Well, you've got to understand the lifestyle, too. Duran partied like he was going to the joint, you know what I'm saying? So between fights, and he ate the chorizo, you know, he was eating that chorizo, and he was eating all that good food, you know, from the Caribe, so... Point being is, Manny lives a disciplined life.
Okay.
From what we understand. Now, I don't know for sure, but from what we see.
Okay.
Now, plus, when your body ages, he's getting older. He started at 1.7, but he was how many years ago? That was 18, 20 years ago. Your body's going to age. As you naturally age, your body gets old, you know, older, you put on weight.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini is our guest, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Now, Donnie Lalonde told me that Dave Wolf passed away a couple years ago, but he was your manager. He was a colorful character. I mean, he had the worst toupee. I call it a hockey helmet without chin straps in boxing.
Dave passed away a couple years ago, right? He was the best. He was the best manager there was. There was no doubt. I know how he loved me. I know he protected me. And same thing with Donnie. I know how he protected his fighters. But let me tell you, Dave, you're right. Dave, here's the thing people didn't understand. Dave had toupee, but here's the thing. We'd be up in the Catskill Mountains, and Chuck Fagan, my assistant trainer, say, can you believe this? I said, what? He said, he wants me to drive him down into the city to get a haircut. I said, what? I said, tell him to mail it in. No, but Dave was smart. Dave had three different ones, three different toupees. One for, like, if he was going to haircut, so it would be short. Then longer and then long. Dave had three different people. I mean, it was funny. I don't know who he thought he was fooling, but he was a sharp guy, man. And Chuck said, yeah, I have to take him in the city to get a haircut. I used to laugh.
Okay. No, he was good to us as far as members of the media was concerned. Obviously, he took care of his fighters. I mean, he went to no lengths to make sure that you and Donnie, and especially you and Donnie, were well taken care of. But he was a character. I love being around him, but. I remember one time, I think we were in Reno, Nevada, and he said to me, Pedro, where are you guys going tonight? I said, I don't know. He goes, Pedro, don't you go out to that ranch. And I said, okay, Dave. He goes, because, you know, he goes, if you go out to that ranch, he goes, the word's going to get around the community that you were out at that ranch. And I said, really? He goes, oh, yeah, this is a closed-mouth community, Pedro. This was like 1983, 1984, somewhere around there. But the bottom line was, He was a character. God rest his soul. Ray Boom Boom Mancini is our guest, folks. We've got some audio to air regarding our current guest right after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, all across America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. And, of course, I do want to take a moment to wish my condolences and my dearest sympathy for all that happened in Connecticut in the past week. That has been pretty hectic, pretty scary. And hug your child next time you see him. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. We'll be talking with Ray Boom Boom Mancini, of course, about his book. He's got a book out, and we'll also talk about his career. We'll talk about his winning the title. We'll talk about Dooku Kim. I've got all kinds of questions for Ray Boom Boom Mancini. You can email me yours, ringtalk, one word, RingTalk, ringtalk at yahoo.com. And if you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. 28-plus years now, the longest-running fight show in history. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family. Hey, if you've been here a while, you're family, and you know you're welcome. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the afternoon. 15 rounds of boxing for the WBA Lightweight Championship of the World. Introducing, in the blue corner, fighting out of Youngstown, Ohio, weighing 135 pounds, the challenger, Ray Boom Boom California. Now fighting out of Montebello, California. He weighs 134.5 pounds. Introducing the WBA lightweight champion of the world, Arturo Rhea. 15 rounds of boxing.
Art Frias, the champion, with support from Montebello, California, and environs, and certainly many Californians here in the Vegas area. And Ray Mancini with supporters here from Youngstown, Ohio, as we see the tail of the tape. 21-year-old Ray Mancini weighed in right at the limit, 135 at the weigh-in last evening. Frias, 134.25. They are just about the same height, as you can see. And a little bit of a nick on the nose of the champion, Art Frias, if you wondered about it in the interview and thereafter. It occurred last week in training, last Sunday. It's not considered serious. The commission doctor, Donald Romeo, checked it out, said it should not be a problem. And there's a look at the nose and the slight cut high on the bridge of the nose. And, of course, as you can see, and as Art well knows, he has a rather prominent proboscis. And so he expects to get hit there, but it is not considered to be any kind of a problem. We're ready to go with the referee, Richard Green of Las Vegas. The scoring by three judges at ringside, Chuck Minker, Dwayne Ford, and Lou Tabbitt, all from Las Vegas. WBA rules on the 10-point scoring system. Mancini in red trunks. The champion, Frias, in black trunks.
But Tim, Alexis Aguayo said that the only chance that Art Frias has is to box Mancini. Now, we know that's not his style. Let's see if he does try to change the box. It doesn't look like it for now.
Good left hand by Frias. Staggered Mancini. Mancini getting his balance back and now comes back with a two-fisted attack. And while we watched Frias practice boxing all week in training, we had the feeling he'd be out there in his club style once the bell went. And that's what's happened. A slugfest in the opening round. And the best punch is so far landed by the champion, Frias.
He certainly hurt Ray with that early punch, Tim. He shook him up pretty good.
Lands a good solid left jab, but Mancini staying right there with him.
In this fight, Tim, I believe Art Frias is going to use that right hand as much as possible. He's going to overwork the right hand. You watched him in training. He was throwing it nice and straight.
He did work on boxing. He did work on defense along the ropes, but he has had no occasion to use it early on here. He's just been right out there, as he said, two pit bulls would be the way this fight would be. He said they advertised my fight against Despaña, the matador, and the bull. He said today it's just two bulls in there. And they are at it. Frias with a good combination in the face of Mancini. There was blood from that cut under the left eye of Frias, the cut he suffered in the title defense against Ernesto Espana, that indeed stopped that fight, with Frias winning on a technical decision because he was ahead on the card. It took 15 stitches to close that gash. It is under the eye. Gil, what's your opinion on it?
Well, we don't like to see anybody get cut, Tim, but it's not in any place that would endanger his vision at all. His vision, he'll be able to see, the blood will not go into his eye. Again, it's, of course, how much it opens up. If it opens up,
now look at this. Considered a problem with Ray. He bleeds easily from the nose. He lands a big left hook to the face of the champion. And a right hand. And that staggered Frias. Mancini has Frias in trouble. What a war. Down goes Frias. The champion is on the floor. Art Frias. With less than 30 seconds to go now in this first round.
He better get on his bicycle now.
History, folks. May 8th, 1982, Ray Boom Boom Mancini becomes world lightweight champion, achieving the dream of his late father. What a day, Ray. Take us back in time. What were you thinking when that was over, that war with Frias?
Well, the first thing, you know, we were celebrating, and you know, it was basically, it was a euphoric feeling. I mean, people say, what was it like? It was euphoric. That's the best way to explain it. But more than anything, it was satisfying. I had finally accomplished my lifelong dream, and I had wanted that since I was a little boy. And I wanted it for such a long time that when it happened, it was just so happy that satisfying was the best word I could explain.
Okay.
And we all gathered them, I mean, my family, and we just rejoiced, and we were happy and crying together. So it was wonderful. The greatest, outside of seeing my children born, that was the greatest day of my life.
You know what? I agree. I have to agree. Having won a couple of amateur titles in my time, I think that winning a championship after striving and struggling and going through the road work in the morning and road work at night, people don't realize I used to run twice a day, once in the morning, like 5 miles, and run up mountains at night. And then we go to the swimming pool, and then we had massages twice a week. I mean, you know, if you were dedicated and you wanted to succeed, you made these sacrifices. But people don't realize that when they turn on the television, all they want us to do is stand there and bombard on each other, right?
No, and I understand. And that's why I get angry at people when they talk. You know, I never called – my father never, ever called a fighter a bum. And he always said to me, Raymond, you know what it takes. When a man gets in there, it's a lot of courage to get in that ring. He would never, ever call another fighter a bum. And I hate when people call fighters bums. You know, I get angry, and I've gotten verbal battles with some people because, you know, that's a reflection on me, too. You know, I'm one of those guys who got in there. Who knows? Maybe somebody who's been saying that about me someday. Who knows? And that's a joke. You know, I always call it the three-step walk. Getting in that three-step walk up the steps into the ring is a life transformation. It's life transforming. And people don't understand that. And whether you're an amateur and you get the kids that are like these nerdish kids and they get to turn, they blossom in the ring, or you get other guys that think there's something or not, the tough guys all of a sudden get in the ring, they get humbled real quick. It's life transforming. And that's what boxing was for me. It made me the man that I am. Everything that goes into it, the training and everything, made me the man that I am.
Ray, what was the toughest part? The toughest part for me was waiting in the dressing room. When we walked to the ring, it wasn't a problem. I mean, you know, once the bell rang, especially, there were no problems whatsoever. But the stress, the anxiety for me was in the dressing room. Where was the pressure points for you on fight day?
No, you're absolutely right. It was the waiting. It was, you know, it was funny. The lead up to training, the last couple of days, then you wake up the morning in the fight. You say, well, it's here. This is it. Today we're going to do it. And it's just a long wait that whole day. You're right. When you get to the dressing room, you go to the arena, you're waiting in the dressing room. But here's what I tell people. People say to me, were you scared? I said, yeah, I was scared.
Always.
I said, but not of the opponent. Of the unknowing, not knowing what's to happen. And I said, and I tell my kids when they play sports, and I tell others, it's good to have fear. Because the difference is what you do with it. The champion uses it. The champion uses it for energy. The champion thrives on it and uses it for motivation. Keeps them sharp, keeps them alert. The coward succumbs to it, gives into it, and it gets overwhelmed by it. Now, sometimes you are. Sometimes you're a champ. Sometimes you are the coward. You know, it's the hero. And I was the hero and the coward. Fate's fear the same. It's what you do with it that make you the hero and the coward.
Good point. I mean, I remember the only time I wasn't scared, I got licked like a stamp. I mean,
yeah, you know, and that's the thing. And that's the thing. You've got to have it. It keeps you on edge. Keeps you sharp. The thing is, you've got to manage it. That's what people. And that's life. You know, look, Pedro, we're talking about life in general. When you face fear, when fear creeps up on you, it's what you do with it. At that moment, that could be life-saving. You've got to manage your fear, control it.
You've had some tragedies in your life. First of all, talk about your brother Lenny. What happened to Lenny? I suppose he was a great prospect.
No, Lenny was a better fighter than I was. But Lenny was Lenny loved the streets, man. And I tell people, he was a better fighter than me. People in the gym, everybody will tell you he was a better fighter than me. He better puncher. Better boss. My brother used to get in and out on guys. He'd bang guys. He was in and out, moved real good. But he was a good-looking son of a gun, a handsome kid, and he loved the streets loved him. And so the one thing he lacked that I had was discipline. He lacked the discipline. Now, when he trained hard. But, man, between fights, he played hard. And you can't always be doing that, you know. And his body... his weight would go up and down. You know, he'd like to, you know, he would drink and party and eat, and then he'd come back and train. But he trained hard, but it took its toll. But okay. Again, like any lot of guys, it's like, you know, people ask me about Camacho, what I thought about Camacho. Right? It's very sad. I said, I understand that. I said, but you don't leave the, you know, I said, the streets don't leave you. You got to leave the streets.
Yeah, live
and
by.
And I think, my brother was that way. My brother loved, honestly, he loved living on the edge. And, you know, it comes a time you got to leave that stuff. And it caught up to him and, you know, caught up to a lot of guys.
We're talking with Ray Boom Boom Mancini, but live by the straw, die by the straw. That was Hector's line, wasn't it? I mean, the straw, I mean, the cocaine. I mean, live by the, exactly. You know, I mean, that
yeah,
was Hector's demon.
No, well, of course. You know, the funny thing you said, that's a perfect word, Pedro. I always said he had a lot of demons. He couldn't shake his demons. I said, you know, last time I saw him was about three, 4 years ago, maybe, 3 years ago. And he looked at me, and I tell you, we said we hugged and we talked. He made me laugh. And we enjoyed each other's company. We enjoyed each other. And when we left, we gave each other a hug. He said, "Ray, anything I could do for you?" Same thing, Hector. Anything I could do for you? And we finally, everything was in the past. We were on good terms, and we enjoyed each other. And he's funny. It's crazy. You know, he's funny as anything. You know what?
Yeah, he is.
He's cat crap. And you know, but he was a good guy. But he just couldn't shake his demons, man. He just couldn't get out of it. And you know. When you hear how he passed, now obviously it was a planned hit. Obviously he wasn't the planned target, but he was collateral damage, man. Okay.
Before I ask you about the book, The Good Son, I'll tell you this: sure. I did one of Camacho's fights in 1999, one of his last fights in Carolina, Puerto Rico, and he was in the hotel. He was all messed up on cocaine. They had to go there and forcibly take him from the hotel suite to the arena. And here's what's up, Ray. We're at the intermission, and Ray and Hector Camacho had not showed up yet, so we were all freaking out.
Oh, geez. You know, that's the thing. I mean, look, first of all, you know, he fought long past he should have. He was one of the great fighters of all time, and he fought long past he should, long past what he should have.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all he knew. And if you couldn't keep him in, and I used to talk to a guy who worked with him and said, if you couldn't keep him in the gym, we had problems. We had to keep him in the gym. Even though he was, you know, too old to fight, he was much older than he should have been to be fighting, it was a safe haven for him. Being in the gym was the safe haven for him.
Much like Johnny Tappy. Okay, let's talk about The Good Son. You and Mark Kriegel got together for this book, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Tell me about the book without giving me the entire book.
Well, no, I mean, it's just Mark Kriegel approached me about doing a book on me. I was very flattered, very honored. And I said, Mark, in all respect, no false modesty, I don't know what could be told that hasn't been told already. And I'm not, you know, I mean, really. And I said, you got to be presumptuous, son of a gun, to think that your life is worth a book. And he said, no, I got it. He said, it's fathers and sons. It's the story of fathers and sons. I said, well, then that I buy. Because, you know, he said, you know, you and your father, he said, you and your children, because he knew my children. And he said, your father and your grandfather came from Sicily. He said, ultimately, he said, me and my father. He said, I became a writer because my father was an English professor. So I wanted to, you know, please him. So I bought into that, Pedro. It was the father's and son's story. And if you read the book, it begins with my grandfather's, when he immigrated from Sicily, my father's relationship with him growing up, and then, you know, the whole thing. So that's what I'm proud of more. It's not a fight story. It's not a fight book. Obviously, boxing has a lot to do with it. It's a backdrop, obviously, but it's a lot more than that. And other than outside of me and my father, I think the city of Youngstown is much a character, if not the next most important character in the book. And I'm very proud of that because I'm proud of where I come from and proud of the people. And so I think I'm just proud of the book. It's a good read. It's a fun read. It's a quick read. You know, Kriegel is a wonderful artist. He's a wonderful writer. And I tell people, it doesn't matter what the material is. I don't care what the material is. If you don't have anybody like Mark Kriegel who can make it art, it doesn't mean nothing.
We're talking about The Good Son, folks, a book by Mark Kriegel that just came out, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. It's available at Amazon.com, everywhere else on the web. And I think Puja Libre has got signed autographed copies of the book. Ray, when you look back at your career, you know, the fight with Dooku Kim, when Dooku Kim succumbed after, I don't know, 14 rounds or something like that, I mean, did that bother you emotionally for the rest of your career? Have you ever been able to drop that or what?
Well, first of all, you know, Pedro, how could it not? How could it not? Of course it's going to affect you. How could it not? But of course, you know, I train as an athlete, and as you know, athletes are trained. Our mindset is different. Athletes in general, but fighters specifically, our mindset is different. And so I was able to put it behind me and move on. I fought several fights after that, and I won several fights, and I thought with the same
intensity,
aggressiveness, and I knocked guys out. It didn't hold me back from going after guys. So, I mean, obviously I was able to deal with it, put it behind me. It just, but it isn't like you don't think about it. Of course you think about it. You think of, you know, his family. And even if I could forget about it, the press never let me. So, and I understand they got a job too. I understand that. But at some point in time, five, six, seven fights past it, they'd always go back to it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, really, can't you find something different to talk about? So I understand what that's about. Now, I mean, I understand more now than I did then, obviously.
Okay.
But it's just, I made peace for a long time ago. I made my peace, I moved on. And because of the book, And now because the documentary accompanying documentary that goes with it, there's a documentary based on the book that a Canadian company produced, and it's right now negotiating for the sale of it. Once that comes out, I tell people, you know, read the book, watch the doc. There's nothing else to be said. It's pretty much closure on every aspect for me.
The great Boom Boom Mancini Ray, I hope you can come back soon, man. It's great to talk to you, and it's been about 19 years.
My Pedro, I'd be honored to come back, and I just hope next time it isn't as difficult to get on as it was this time.
Much respect, the great Ray Boom Boom Mancini on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You tune to Ring Talk, your longest-running fight show in history. Of course, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
If what you're looking for is real loving, then what you see is what you get.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, folks. Boxing royalty is in the house. That's right. The godfather of Easton, Pennsylvania. The man that owns the entire town. Larry Holmes is on the line from somewhere on the East Coast. And Larry, how goes it today, my brother?
Hey, man, everything is good, but you got to make it clear. I don't own that Easton, Pennsylvania. I just live there.
No, Larry.
You're going to have everybody hollering at me because the taxes are keep going up.
No, just have everybody calling you up, hitting you up for a loan.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? But, okay. I got to come out there where you at.
69-6, 44 KOs, the world heavyweight champion guy. He went 48-0. His accomplishments are a Hall of Fame material, no question about that. And I got some questions for you from the people on the internet. First of all, the George Foreman fight, when Harold tried to put something together in the 90s, you guys came close on that, didn't you?
Well, we were very close. Matter of fact, the one guy gave George $1 million, and he gave me $500,000 to put the fight on. And we took that money. We both signed an agreement. But for some reason or another, George didn't want to do the fight, or the guy pulled out of the fight. I don't know what happened, but that was something that I wanted to do. That's one of the fights that I wanted to fight. More than any fight that I ever fought, I wanted to fight that fight.
Okay. Did you get to keep the money?
Yes, I was able to keep the money, you know, but it wasn't a money thing, you know, because $500,000 wasn't really nothing when you were talking about $10 million.
Yeah, I understand.
So, you know, more important than that, I wanted to fight, and I wanted to show people that I could beat George Foreman, that he wasn't a man that everybody thinks he is, and he's one of the biggest athletes out there with the he's the biggest phony out there as far as being a fighter.
Well, you know what, Larry, you know I grew up with him here, right? Northern California. Mm-hmm. I mean, I watch him in the Golden Gloves. I watch him train at Newman's Gym. And I think what really killed me about George was when he took that dog up on that hotel balcony and that German Shepherd he had, and he got that dog to jump off the balcony to show how disciplined and how much the dog behaved him. I thought that showed the Burger King of the United States a little bit sick.
It's a lot sick, you know, especially when you come to dogs, and I happen to love dogs. They got two of them myself, but they're small ones. They are Maltese, and they're my killers. But you know what? Anytime, you know, you do harm to a dog that you train, the dog learn to love you and stuff like that, and you get them to do that stuff, it is crazy, you know. Yeah. Michael Vick, he did a year and a half in jail, man, because he crossed the line, you know,
right,
putting in dogs and dog fights and stuff like that. George Foreman should have been put in jail, you know, but not too many people knew about it probably, and they didn't push the thing because they think that George Foreman is really a nice guy. But it shows you how nice of a guy he is by making a dog jump off the roof to commit suicide.
Yep, that was pretty sick. Hey, we're talking about with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin, of course, the world heavyweight champion for quite a long time. And Larry, I'm getting questions here on the internet. Who hit you the hardest, Ernie Shavers or Ronaldo Snipes?
Well, I tell you what, Ronaldo hit me, but he didn't hit me like that. I didn't see no stars and hear no bells or nothing. Ernie Shavers definitely hit me the hardest. You know, the hardest puncher that I ever fought. And I have been to fight Ernie Shavers twice. And coming up, I was his sparring partner, so I know how hard Ernie could hit. And that's one of the things that I was watching out for, is that devastating right hand in that left hook.
The man says he doesn't own half of Eastern Pennsylvania, be it when I call City Hall and I say I want to talk to the mayor, they put me through to Larry's line. So I don't know what's going on there. Larry, Marciano, the big controversy with Marciano, you were 48-0 and you lost the decision to Spinks and this and that. Did you think the first fight, the second fight was definitely a heist. I mean, they had it in for you. There was no doubt about it. But the first fight, did you think the scoring was about right the first fight or what?
No, I thought I had a draw out of that, or I saved it by a point.
Okay.
Because he didn't do anything and run. I was more aggressive and everything else. Even though he was throwing a lot of punches and it was being blocked, but people, they was counting them anyway. But you know how that was.
Yeah, I know
it was
that
politics was. Thing. It was all about politics. And I dealt with it and I let it go, you know. I mean, you know, hey, that's the way it is. You know, win some, you lose some. And that night, I stepped in the ring with Michael Spinks and I lost. So they said I lost, fine.
But
no more pressure I had to deal with.
Yeah. But, Larry, you had a lot. You showed the stones to stand up to the boxing establishment. Not too many guys do that. I mean, we got Manny Pacquiao now. He can call all the shots in the world. You got Bob Arum leading him around on a leash.
Well, you know what, Manny Pacquiao, he's a nice guy and one of my favorite fighters. And, you know, Bob Arum always want to control people. And he tried to do that with his money. Because, you know, that's what we fight for, money, and Bob Arum can go out and get him. And Pacquiao, being a partner, probably thinks that Bob Arum is like God, and whatever thing he says, you have to go by.
Yeah.
But that's not so. I'd rather see Pacquiao do his own thing, and if Mayweather ever comes, fine. If not, fine. But don't let Bob Arum or anybody push him too far out of his weight class, because eventually that will get you. And he's a good fighter. I mean, the last fight he had, we might have thought it was easy for him, but it wasn't, because he kept moving. And even though he was getting hit and wasn't getting hit a whole lot, he was getting hit. And, you know, when you get hit like that, that takes something out of you. So he don't need those kind of a fight. So he should take a rest. Don't worry about no fighting, no time soon. I understand he got $15 million, and that's nothing to sneeze at.
Yep.
But just to take a rest and come back whenever he wants to.
What about these Klitschkos? What about these Klitschkos, Larry? Is it fair that they are 6'7", 260 pounds, or there should be another? Should there be another weight class?
No, it's fine. You know, those guys, look, when we was out there, Ali's out there, the formers, and we all out there, we didn't care if they were 12 feet tall. You know, we would go out there and do what we had to do is bring them down.
Yeah.
Ernie Terrell, look how big he was when he got there. Ali says, Timber, what happened? He falls down.
Yeah.
But we had more discipline back then, more so than these guys have now. You didn't hear about Farner coming over here beating us. You didn't hear that. Ali would not allow that. Joe Frazier would not allow that. George Foreman would not allow that. And now these guys are taking over, and we don't have American heavyweight champion in the world no more. Well, everybody's foreign. So that's the problem.
I got to ask you this, and I asked Don King this about 5 or 6 years ago. What happened to the hungry black athlete in this country?
I don't know. Maybe they think football, basketball, baseball will get them to where they want to go. But that's the same kind of game. All games that you do today is a fight, you know. You might think that's easy, you can get away with baseball, but, you know, Lou Gehrig said the same thing. And what he got? He developed Lou Gehrig disease by getting hit with that baseball side of his head by sliding into first base, home plate and stuff like that. Those are the problems they have. So it ain't no sports easy that we can get in there and KO, but people just got the wrong idea about boxing. Boxing, these guys can fight, they can make some money, but they got to dedicate themselves, they got to discipline. And if they don't do that, we'll never become the heavyweight champion. We won't own that championship no more in America.
You know, Larry, you know what's funny is that I train harder for 3-round fights than I see some of these guys training for 8-round fights nowadays. I'm not kidding you. I mean, we go in the ring, we go in the gym, we spar 8 rounds, we do the bag for 6-7 rounds, we jump rope for 6 rounds, we would do our mitt work, the whole 9 yards, the shadow boxing, the stretching, the sit-ups. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was in the gym 2 hours, hour and 45 minutes of 2 hours. Mm-hmm. These guys fly in the gym now, they're in, they're out, 35, 45 minutes, and they're done. And they're wondering why they don't have the stamina to go the distance. I mean, these guys are struggling out the 8th and 9th round.
Well, you know, because they're not disciplining themselves. They're just going out there for show. They want everybody to say, hey, man, you all right? You a boxer? Yeah, I'm a boxer, you know, and whatnot. It ain't about that. You got to go out there and prove yourself and work hard to do it, okay. You know, or you're just going to be sitting on the shelf all the time. But And nobody's going to really pay any mind to you. But, you know, you've got to get back to the old days, the old way with the good trainers. And there are no good trainers no more.
I think
the only real trainer out there now is Freddie Roach. Probably. He's probably the only good trainer out there now.
But that's the key, isn't it? If there's nobody to teach the trade, the skill, the sweet science, nobody's going to learn it.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, when I was out there, I had the Eddie Futch, I had the Ray Arcel, I had the Freddie Browns, you know what I mean? I had those guys, man, those were the top trainers. You couldn't beat those guys. Those guys out there with the Marciano guys and the Joe Lewis and things like that, they know. They knew how to work fighters, and they know how to keep them cool and get the fight out of them. But today, these guys, man, go out there and do it. He ain't nothing, he ain't this, he ain't that. It takes more than just talk to make a champion.
Takes more than just talk to make a champion. That comes from a true champion, folks. Larry, the Easton Assassin Holmes. Larry, one more thing. Lenny Williams, the singer, is coming up on the show a little bit later. You know who he is?
Yeah, I know Lenny Williams. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
Lenny.
I heard his song, yeah.
So very hard to go, because I love you, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, I'll say hello to Lenny for you. I'm going to see Lenny next week in concert.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I'm going to pull some of his stuff up on the computer anyway, because I'm still in all the music that I can do now, because pretty soon we won't be able to do that.
Yeah. You know what? Larry Holmes, you've been a class act. You treated me like gold all these years, and I love you, and I thank you so much. Say hello to your lovely wife and your family, man.
I will. Thanks, man. And we'll be talking to you, man. Anytime you need me, give me a shout.
Larry Holmes, folks, the Easton Assassin on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this encore presentation of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We want to thank Larry Holmes and, of course, Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Upcoming, an encore presentation of MMA. That's right, the UFC Hour, the MMA Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.